The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Wren Lake Area Tourism at WrenLake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces.
Hello everyone, this is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Hello everyone and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you had a hot week. I sure did, but I hope you had the air conditioner. You found a place to stay cool. That's very important. But are you ready for today's show? I'm more than ready for today's show. Remember that Chauncey's Great Outdoors is celebrating 25 years on ESPN Radio, and we are grateful to the listeners and sponsors and of this program for all 25 years that you've been listening. And we love it that you're making the show happen. And we will be celebrating at our live remote at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs. That's Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on August 5th, 31st, and Wolf Road for our live remote from 7 to 8 a.m. Our live remote from 6 to 7 a.m. There will be food and all kinds of stuff. Just listen to the commercials. You'll hear about it. But make sure you bring in a folding chair so you're insured a seat because seating is limited, but there's always room for a folding chair. On today's show, we're going to have Captain Tony sitting on the dock of the bay on Lake Michigan, waiting for his clients, as he always is, after a week of heat, bad storms, and that man is still catching fish. It's amazing, purely amazing. Then Jim O'Neill from Midwest Outdoors Magazine will be on to talk about a special show that is running this weekend on Midwest Outdoors TV. Actually, I helped him at the ICAST show with their panel discussion and a little TV time with my friends at Midwest Outdoors. You'll have to check that out. And then Tim Mondel from the Forest Preserve District of Cook County will tell us about all the great programs going on in the Forest Preserves in the month of August. So let's not pass that up. It's going to be a great time to be out in the great outdoors. And hopefully this heat is going to break because I'm losing it myself, okay? All right. Well, we were out with him midweek, and we want to know what he's looking to do for the weekend for all the anglers. Now let's hear from Captain Tony sitting on the dock somewhere on Lake Michigan. Hey, buddy.
Hey, good morning, John. How's everything going?
We're doing okay. How you doing up there?
Good, good. You know, we're going to have a little bit of a cold front slip through. I don't know if it's really a cold front, but it's going to be a northeast push. Definitely might be a little bumpy out there. But otherwise, fishing ain't bad at all.
No, as a matter of fact, we were out with Captain Tony, Gary Dorenz and I, midweek, and we took, the only thing we were missing was a coho. We took bow, we took Chinook, we took Lakers, we took, you know.
And brown. We didn't get the brown.
Oh, that's right. We didn't get a brown.
Yeah, and, we didn't get a brown.
But we had a good time doing all of that, and, you know, it was a little roly-poly with the weather change and that front that came through, and I've got to tell everybody on the face of the earth, you are a professional. You are a professional. When the warning came out and it says it's time to leave, we were packed up, gone, and Tony was flying back to Winthrop Harbor. And all of a sudden, Tony says, hang on, everybody. And he brought the boat to a stop, and there was a couple of guys out in a fishing boat. And he said, guys, there's a bad storm coming. You better get in. And they waved, okay, thanks. And we took off again, and they made it in. But, you know, that was a very nice.
You made it before the storm.
Yeah, you made a very nice gesture there, Tony, and your professionalism was truly well noted.
Well, you know, it's like, you know, I don't know if they were monitoring anything, but, you know, I was coming across Channel 16. You know, Coast Guard always says weather-related info on 22 Alpha, so you should switch over and listen to their report, because they're going to tell you that there is a storm coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Oh, yeah.
And they looked like they were just going to sit out there and fish, and with some high winds, you know, it's time to pull the rod and come in. And actually, the guy, when I said that, he just set the rod, and then he pulled the rod, and He made a good move.
Yeah. Hey, Tone, we started closer in, and then we ran out to deeper water fishing. And that's still the program, isn't it?
Yeah. Start in close, work it, you know, pick a time to bail, you know, work it. If you're getting fish, do a couple turns back in that shallow water.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, mosey on out to that deeper water. There are some rainbows out there. That's where we stuck our rainbows.
Mm-hmm.
I think we worked something between like 130 and 160.
Yeah.
I think that's where we were catching our fish.
Yeah.
But there are fish beyond that too, you know, so.
It was good.
Everything's working, you know. Mm-hmm. Dodgers, flies, spoons, lead cores, coppers, you know, so. You know, cover that water, catch the fish.
If somebody wants to get a charter with you, a weekday charter for a 2, 4, or 6 person, or I don't know how many weekends you may have open or not, because I know you're always booked, but a 6-person charter on the weekend, how do they get a hold of Captain Tony?
I will call my cell at area code 847-366-0741. If I don't answer, please leave a message, or you can also text me at that number.
Okay, give that number again, Tony.
847-366-0741.
Sounds good. And what are we all yelling, Diamond Ghost?
Fish
on. Okay, Tony.
Good fishing, everyone. Be safe out there. Watch that weather.
Yeah, watch the weather. Thanks much, buddy. Take care. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95. Big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Know the Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live. Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $14.95, you get big issues of the best of the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, fish on! And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, fish on! Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Nature is calling. No, not that way. Fishing, hunting, hiking, you know, nature. Chauncey's Great Outdoors, Saturday mornings from 6 to 7 and available on demand on the ESPN Chicago app.
This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, fish on.
Call the office. Tell him I'm sick. Got some serious business on the
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Get a steelhead running, honey. Don't hold dinner tonight. But they're leaning their mane, heading upstream. I packed up my waders. It's a fisherman's dream. Yeah, the steelhead running. Get the steelhead running. Have a steelhead running, honey. Don't hold dinner tonight.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Don't forget, next Saturday, we're at Paul's Pizza in Westchester, 6 to 7 a.m., live remote. Prizes, not neat stuff, and more, including some really sweet fishing rods we're going to be raffling off. Don't want to miss all of that. But more importantly, we have a gentleman on the line that I don't think I saw him more than a couple of weeks ago. And we had a few laughs. We had a few, just a good time at the ICAST show. I know everybody says I'm still talking about ICAST. But I've got Jim O'Neill on the line. Jimmy, how are you?
What's going on, Chauncey? How are you today?
I was going to say you're the Midwest cuddly fisherman that everybody loves.
I do enjoy a good cuddle, you know, especially with like a big fish, you know, just get real close with that thing and hug it as much as you can.
You got to put your arms around it and just give it a little squeeze, and oh, it feels so good.
So right.
Jim, when we were down at ICAST, we did some stuff with Midwest Outdoors, correct?
Absolutely. I think we did something pretty cool, actually.
it was something that they're normally not used to doing, but that's okay. We had fun doing it.
Yeah, you know, right now, especially with the scope of how everything is in media and how there's a lot of attention going to social media and videos and things to grab attention, what's new, what's hot, what's flashy, you know, we're doing some things differently. And that started this year really at ICAST, for sure.
Yeah. Let's tell everybody what we did. We did a special thing for Midwest. Tell everyone what we did.
Yeah, so we created a thing called the Round Table, right? And what we did is we got some Midwest outdoor affiliates, people that work inside the company, work on some of the media side, like myself, and then a dear friend who's worked with Midwest and yourself. And what we did is we kind of got different products throughout the ICAST floor that really stood out to us. Maybe not the winners of the show, right? Maybe not the first thing you'll see on a Tackle Direct website or, you know, something like that. But what we did do is found some items that spoke to each individual that was there at the table. And we all got to present one or two items, you know, and a few of them were really, really captivating and new, you know, just truly new innovation in the fishing industry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And needless to say, when you get four people at a roundtable discussion, God knows where the conversation's going to go.
Well, and the funnest thing about it to me is, you know, everyone was Midwesterner, a lot of Chicago influence there, but each individual, each one of us four, fish for kind of some different species, kind of fish different times of year, different styles of fishing. Some of us are on the water a lot. Some of us are only get to be on it a few times because we're working throughout the year on other stuff. But, yeah, we all got to talk about it, and we got to capture that to give back a different view of ICAST. You know, I wanted to go to ICAST since I was, like, 15 years old because everyone in the industry is there, and all these new products are coming out, and not just rods, reels, or baits, you know, things for boating accessories and for electronics, apps, even apps that help you find fishing locations. There was quite a few worm distributors and growers and bucket makers. You know, there's just so many different things. So at the roundtable, we really grasped a little bit of everything, but we tried to grab some more entertaining items, and we put that together for a show. So this upcoming Midwest Outdoors episode is going to be a little different, and it is going to feature these two clowns. I mean, professional fishermen, I mean, whatever you want to call Chauncey and I. But we're two of the four on it, and we go over our favorite products from there, and I think it gives a highlight and a look into ICAST that you don't get to see. Now with all the YouTubers and social media influencers, you do get a little more of ICAST than you've gotten before because there's an inside look. But this is something new, and I think gain some excitement for some of these things that are going to hit the shelves this fall.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I really believe that Midwest Outdoors, they just need to do a segment on me and you talking about stuff.
Hey, I am never opposed to that, you know.
God, it would be hysterical. We could talk about from catching minnows to, you know, going out and looking for whatever, you know.
Frog gigging? You want to go frog gigging?
Oh, yeah, frog gigging. Man, frogs and, you know, ooh, they're so good with garlic and butter. Okay. Hey, so that's going to be – now, when's this going to be on Midwest Outdoors?
Yeah, so actually this week is when it'll roll out, so – obviously, Midwest Outdoors is available on a lot of different television platforms and some paid subscriptions. So it will debut first on Thursday night. Anyone that has Bally's Network, that's the best way to probably catch it. And then we'll be replayed on Saturday and a lot of our local stuff. Some people get it Sunday and Monday as well. And then after this week, next week, check out Midwest Outdoors TV on YouTube, and you'll be able to catch the segments as well. But, yeah, this week's episode, sorry to anyone that's looking for hot tips on the fishing, you're going to have to wait one more week because, of course, that's what we're always given, hot tips on fishing and hunting and everything outdoors. But this week, we are going to encompass ICAST and really give you guys a little in-depth coverage to it. And, hey, if you didn't like it, we won't do it again. But I think you guys will, and I think it's something that we can do each year. And it was a great platform to start the podcast that I was there for. Midwest Outdoors is going to have a podcast, so you guys can really line up. You can line up Chauncey, okay, and then the Midwest Outdoor podcast, and that is perfect for all your 2 to 3 hour travel, you know, in the Midwest. You guys can just listen to us nonstop.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So we'll look forward to that coming out this weekend. Hey, I got to ask you. I mean, you know, you mentioned, you know, we're Midwest fishermen, and we have a slight problem in the Midwest called it's hotter than bejesus out there.
Looking at a thermometer right now that says 92, and I think that was knocked down a little bit from the rain that's in the area today.
I mean, first of all, anybody who goes fishing outdoors needs to be careful because you need to be well hydrated, and I'm not talking about beer, guys. I apologize. I'm talking about water. You need to be hydrated with water, and you need to have a good hat on and stuff like that. But, I mean, what are the fish responding with this heat?
Yeah, absolutely. Fish start acting different during this time of year. I tell people, honestly, probably late July to early September is probably my least favorite time to fish. And that doesn't mean I don't do well during this time. It just means you have to think a little more of how you come at the fish. And there's just different species that do better now than others, you know? And you just have to look at different parts of the river, different parts of the lake where you can find these fish. Something that's important is thermocline. If you've never heard the word thermocline, that's something you might want to do a little Googling on. You know, it's where the water is the most oxygenated and is the most comfortable for these fish. And that moves throughout the water column in a body of water. So you want to look for that. You want to look for high intake or high creation of oxygen. So someplace like a dam or an eddy or a jetty, something like that, where water's being turned up and getting a little more oxygenated. This is normally the time, especially for bass fishermen. We get a little deep, you know. You check off those ledges, and like I said, in those currents, those are usually the two places you're going to find. I like to fish a lot more moving water this time of year. Instead of maybe the stagnant ponds or the small lakes, look for creeks and rivers, because that water is going to stay a little cooler since it's always moving and can't get baked up by the sun.
Mm-hmm. And because it's moving, it's also, you know, you're getting a little bit more oxygen.
For sure.
Where the surface of the water and the air meet, you're getting movement there, which draws some of the oxygen into the water there, too, along with weeds and everything else.
Right. And it's bringing down rich water, nutrient-rich water, you know, new food sources, new vitamins and minerals. That's all coming down. Yep. Where in a pond, that can get a little stagnant. You know, we're pretty common to fish kills in the Chicagoland area, especially in ponds and lakes, because they're really only so deep, because we don't normally have super, super harsh winters or super, super harsh summers, but it's starting to be like we are. You know, we get a couple weeks every year brutally cold or brutally hot. Mm-hmm. And if the body can't support it, the body of water can't support it, that's when we see these fish kills. So it's also important really to handle your fish well. You know, don't be, unless you're in a tournament, don't be putting your fish in live wells unless you're going to eat them or you're going to weigh them in. You know, watch out for the slime coat this time of year. You don't want to be handling the fish a whole lot, especially big like pike or muskie. You know, they want to keep them in the water as much as possible and release them as fast as possible. It's a good time of year to have long forceps or pliers in your boat or in your bag. Also hook cutters. Again, any stress you can minimize on these fish this time of year is super important, because they are the most fragile of the year.
And here's a little tip from the Chaunces. If you're, you know, whether it's a stream, a river, a pond, a lake, if you get a rainfall, a good rainfall, not just a little drizzle, but you get a rain, you know, enough rain that it's going to bring some ground, the water's going to hit a low spot and go rushing into these lakes. These are magnet spots for fish in those waters. One, the water coming in has got a smell and is also a different cooler temperature where the fish are going to be like, oh, what's this? And because it's running on the ground and into these bodies of water, it's also bringing bugs, insects, worms, crickets, whatever. And you're just bringing the buffet table out to these fish. And those are spots you want to make sure you're casting that lure, because you'd be surprised who's going to be sitting there looking for lunch.
Absolutely. I think this is my childhood secret right here. You want to catch more big bass and big catfish in our area. When I was a child, July and August was actually my absolute favorite time to fish. And for two reasons. One is because you'd have a lot of top water action. Your panfish are hitting top water. Your inland trout are hitting top water. As well as, of course, the bass are eating frogs and buzz baits and such. But on the days you're not going to go through top water, on those rainy days or post-stormy days, you go to anywhere that has a discharge that's flowing in, especially, you know, your neighborhood ponds or lakes. And what I would do is put a glob of night crawlers on there, like three or four of them. No weight at all, and just let that thing float in the current and watch it just slowly disappear. And you better hold on to that rod, because these really, like, garbage dumpsters are just sitting down there waiting for these big influx of street runoff and food to come in. And when you present something big like that, you know, like that few worms, you get a bigger apex predator to see that and keens in on it. And, you'll be rewarded.
Cool. Well, Jim, everybody, we're talking with Jim O'Neill, Midwest Outdoors. He does writing. He does some of the media TV stuff. He does some of the audio work with Midwest Outdoors. And he was telling everybody to keep an eye out starting, on Thursday. You know, Midwest Outdoors has got a whole big segment about that we all did at round, like a round table conversation at ICAST. And all I can say is Jim and I had a lot of fun. Jim?
We did.
Jim, thank you so much. Once again, if anybody wants to know where all of this stuff is being played, they can go to MidwestOutdoors.com, right?
Yeah, MidwestOutdoors.com or Midwest Outdoors TV on YouTube and Midwest Outdoors USA on all our social media platforms. Please like and subscribe, and we want to hear what you guys want. We'll always cater to it.
Sounds good. Jim, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, Chauncey, always a great time. Have me anytime. We'll see you next time.
You'll be on again very soon. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Coming August 5th is the show people wait for all year long at Paul's Pizza on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester. If you love the outdoors, you're invited to a live broadcast of Chauncey's Great Outdoors at Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester on August 5th from 6 to 7 a.m. There will be free gifts, drawings, food, great guests, and more, all at Paul's Pizza in Westchester, 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester. Be there or you're going to miss the fun.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Waterworks Marine has the full line of 2023 Lund and Low boats powered by a Mercury outboard at a price you can afford, but don't wait, they're going fast. Waterworks Marine has Lund and Low fishing boats powered by a Mercury outboard at prices no other dealer across the country can match. If you want a quality pontoon boat powered by a Mercury outboard, they have that for you. Maybe you want a fiberglass fishing boat? Waterworks Marine has that Lund Fiberglass Pro V GL fiberglass fishing boat just waiting for you to take out on the water. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop by there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them, hey, Chauncey sent me. Chauncey here. A couple of weeks ago, I was really fortunate and held the new Tatula MQLT line of spinning reels that was just released by Daiwa. With new features like a one-piece monocoque frame, an air drive shaft so you don't feel any friction when you reel, add to that and more, the Tatula MQLT line of reels has a gear ratio from either like 5.8 to 6.2. So you can fish it as slow as you want, or you can fish it as fast as you want. Stop in at your favorite tackle shop that carries the full line of Daiwa and hold that Tatula MQLT reel. Trust me, you won't leave the store without one. Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8. You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you. If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information, go to Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information on advertising and sponsorships, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. That's ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, fish on!
In the middle in a itty bitty pool, swam three little fishies and a mommy fishy too. Swim, said the mama fishy, swim if you can. And they swam right over the dam.
Hi, this is Skeet Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Diddum daddum, why don't you? Boop, boop, diddum daddum, why don't you? And they swam right over the dam. Stop, cried the mommy fish, or you will get lost. But the three little fishies didn't want to be boxed.
Hey, everybody. Oh, the phone is ringing. Let's see who's on the telephone. Oh, if it isn't my good buddy, the man of all knowledge, the man who has the crystal ball of programs throughout the 77,000 acres of Forest Preserve District of Cook County. Is that right? 77,000?
Sounds right to me.
Okay.
Probably more. You never really know how much we obtain each day.
I've got Tim Mondel on the phone, everybody. It's coming to that time, and we got to hear all the neat programs that are coming up. I just drew a blank. I went, are we 77,000 acres? I don't know. Let me ask Tim. You know?
Every time I look at different specs and we prep, you know, for a new grant or something, I'm like, oh, we just obtained another 1,000? Oh, that's great. All right.
So my friend, I know you're on a week early, and I appreciate that very much, because next week is our live remote from Paul's Pizza in Westchester, and it's usually crazy at that point. But the thing is, we got some, yes, it's August, and, you know, some people have started school already, some haven't. I remember as a child dreading going back to school.
Me too. I wasn't good in the classroom. It was good outside of the classroom, but I blame my attention issues on that more than anything else.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had the Felician Nuns at St. John of God Elementary School on the south of the Stockyards, and all I knew is the nuns were always right.
The brothers out of the sailing crew at St. Pat's High School were always right.
That's right.
Par for the course, and when you go to an education center like that, you know?
No, oh, exactly. So, Tim, what is going on with August, with the Forest Preserve? I know school's coming around the corner, but there's got to be all kinds of stuff going on, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And then there always is. The summertime's often our biggest programming time, where we can offer such a wide array of programs and events mm-hmm. with different partners and different locations. The weather's playing a little role in some of this. We know that it's very, very hot. So that's why, you know, every time I'm on here, I always want to recommend going to our website and just take a look at any updates regarding these events and programs, because that's usually the first spot that will notify the public, and then we'll kind of go that way down there. I know it's really warm, but we still want to offer. Still want to be out there. There's ways to stay cool, you know, being under the trees and the canopies or staying on the paths, you mm-hmm. know, depending on where you're at. So all that said, we actually have a back-to-school community adventure day coming up, actually, today, from 10 to 1 at Bunker Hill Woods Grove 6, which is part of the North Branch Trail System on the southern end. This is a really, really big program. The team started to create this kind of as a way to just draw the community together right before school starts and do one big hurrah before, you know, you go back into those brick-and-mortar buildings. But with this one, we've kind of modified it a little bit, and we've pulled in 10, 12, 14 partners from different entities within the North and Northwest regions. And Chauncey, the idea here is to offer a backpack school supply drive. And we, with the ICNA Relief, the Indo-American Center, NOW's Main Public Library, Disc Golf Chicago, these are just four or five different entities that I'm naming off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
But you can come on over, pick up a backpack worth of supplies, and if the backpacks are gone, that's fine. We should have some smaller Athenon markers, crayons, boxes of pencils, something that's necessary to kind of get you started with school. And while you're there, you can have some food. We got Fat Tommy's coming out to sell some hot dogs and Italian beef, which I miss greatly because I can't eat gluten, which is not fun. But bringing it back to the event itself, then we should have some ice cream vendors. Disc Golf Chicago, I mentioned, is going to be out there, so they're going to give tutorials on disc golf and how much fun it is and how easy it is to go out there. Wild Onion, which is aptly named considering Chicago. They'll be out there with some nature play. My team will provide archery. We'll have some music with Bach to Rock Music School and plenty more that I'm sure I can't remember at this moment. But it will be a lot of fun, I promise you.
When is that day?
It's today from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, what day do I have in my mind? I'm so sorry, John. See, this is where I'm at. Saturday, August 5th.
Oh, August 5th.
From 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Okay, cool. So it's August 5th that's going to be on.
Yeah.
All right, so that's next Saturday. Next Saturday, everybody.
Correct. See, that's my head is I'm thinking it's already in August. We're getting there at some point.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, again, it'll be a really wonderful time. We'd love to have everybody out there, even if you're not from that local community, as long as you come to the Forest Preserve, it's a part of our community. So we'd love to have you there.
Cool.
For the biking enthusiasts, for the cycling enthusiasts, we've got the annual Camber Meltdown down at the Palos.
Mm-hmm.
For those who aren't aware what it is, there are some grade A cycling courses, mountain biking courses within Palos region. So there's actual kind of a celebration event. It's that kind of a premier biking event where you can race even if you're 5 or even if you're 55. They have a lot to offer for that day, and that's going to be at Pulaski Woods on Sunday the 6th from 9 to 5.
Cool.
Yeah. Staying on the biking side, just again, mm-hmm. It's summertime. It's a nice way to explore the preserve.
Mm-hmm.
We partnered with Ride Illinois for our Pedal the Preserve Summer Series. So we're going to offer it twice this month. One on the 12th at Eggers Grove on the southeast side of the county. And then Saturday the 26th, kind of in the middle of the road at Salt Creek Greenway. It's not too far from you, I think, Chauncey. But both are going to take place at 10 a.m. It's family-friendly. Bring your bike. They will have a few bikes if people need to borrow them. That's no problem. But they'll give you the full tutorial, safety checks, all that jazz, and then you go out for a ride depending on which trail system you want to use.
Okay. That's another neat program, it sounds like.
Well, and again, you talk about hot times, and with the temperatures rising, it is what it is. So this is a nice way to kind of stay cool. It seems counterintuitive, but I promise it isn't. Because you're just cycling at your pace. You're getting the breeze. You have the tree canopy to kind of keep you cool down. So, got a good way to explore the preserve.
Okay.
The following weekend, which would be Saturday the 19th, this is one of our big ones as well. This is our annual Hummingbird Festival at the one, the only, Sagawa Environmental Learning Center.
Oh, cool.
Very, very cool. My kids love birds. They're just at that age. They're really starting to explore them. So this can take place for... Go ahead, sorry.
Do we all have to stand there and go,
I wonder if you'd be drowned out by the actual noise from the clapping of the wings. But no. this is really fun. It's great for everybody. It's an all-ages thing. You can view them. You can learn demonstrations on how to attract hummingbirds in your area. You can also kind of learn about banding and tracking and research, which for the scientific side in us, it's pretty amazing opportunity. So again, that's Saturday the 19th from 9 to 2 down at Sagawa.
Okay, that's another good one. Oh, man, I'm just...
Viewing, staying on that subject.
Yes.
I'm trying to stay with these things. I think I'm clever. I don't know if that's the case in real life.
Mm-hmm.
But from a viewing standpoint, there's a telescope party at Swallow Cliff Woods on Wednesday the 23rd at 7:30. We work with different astronomy groups.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's your local, get together amateur astronomers, and then sometimes we are lucky enough to get scopes in the city to come on out and be part of this as well. But the idea here is you can bring some, you bring your telescope. We can teach you how to use it. You can take a look at the night sky and kind of celebrate being in the woods at night, which, again, is a rare occurrence.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? If you have never, a lot of people have never looked through a telescope. And it opens your mind when you look in some, a little bitty eyepiece, and you go, whoa. You could see the mountains on the moon. You can see, you know, a satellite. You could see another planet. I will never forget one New Year's Eve night or somewhere around New Year's many years ago. A friend of mine had astronomy binoculars, my good buddy Tom Bulbit. And my daughters were in Girl Scouts at the time, and we went outside to look at, because Saturn was supposedly close. And, you know, okay, this is where you got to look, and he was doing it all. And then when they were all done looking, I went out there, and I took these binoculars, and I looked, and I went, oh, my gosh, I can see the rings of Saturn.
I was hoping you were going to say that.
Oh, my God. Oh, geez, I got goosebumps right now. I got goosebumps now. I mean, it's just...
It's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
On that note, we when we do our Star Stories and S'more series, we work with different astronomy groups for the telescope viewing portion of it. And oftentimes, it's the late fall where you can see Saturn at a better range. So I can literally empathize with you on that one. Yeah, it's amazing.
You got to do it once just to go, I'm really small in this universe.
It's surreal. It's like, wait, that is real, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not just a little image they put on the glass on the other side. But yeah, absolutely amazing.
Yeah, what else we got, buddy?
Yeah, no. That following weekend, Saturday the 26th, we have two really cool programs going on in different parts of the county. So at 6:30 p.m. at Camp Shabona Woods, for those unfamiliar with it, Camp Shabona Woods is tied into the Sand Ridge Nature Center campus. You have a nature center, you have an aquatic center, and then you have a campground fit with tent spaces and cabins down in the Calumet City region. It's really a cool site to be at. It's near the Greenway as well. There's quite a few things that are down there. But so on that night specifically is the summer bonfire. Let's hope it's not 111 degrees, a little bit more enjoyable. But you can join the crew down there. They're going to kind of celebrate summer with the bonfire I mentioned, some nature play, making lawn games, and a few other things going on. And if you live further north and you want to be part of this one, this is the annual Bussy Woods Night Ride. It's really a fun event. I'm there every year with them. The Friends of Cycling Elk Grove put this thing on as one of their bigger fundraisers, where you can be at Bussy Woods 6:30, 7 o'clock at night. You can actually cycle around with a guided tour, see different parts, enjoy the nightlife. There's music, there's a live band playing, there's beverages, there's food, there's just an array of different things to keep you entertained during that time.
Oh, God, yes. So, you know, one, two, three, four. There are 50-plus programs going throughout the forest preserves in the month of August, right?
At least.
Tim's at all of them. But, you know, there's 50-plus programs, whether you're a senior, a little kid, an adult, a couple, you know, you've got middle-aged kids, teenagers, whatever. There is something in the Forest Preserve District of Cook County for you to get out and enjoy. And the most amazing thing is you'll learn something and you'll go, gee whiz, I didn't know that. And remember, you learned it at a Forest Preserve District of Cook County site. If somebody wants more information, Tim, where do they go?
Sure. Go to our website at fpdcc.com. Take a look at the events page on there. You can go Facebook and social media side of it, too. But otherwise, the summer guides are at your nature center, and the fall guide should be coming out mid-August. So keep an eye out for that when you come to an event or, again, go to the nature center.
Sounds good to me, man. We'll talk to you next month.
Appreciate everything. Yeah, take care.
All right, you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Coming August 5th is the show people wait for all year long at Paul's Pizza
on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester. If you love the outdoors, you're invited to a live broadcast of Chauncey's Great Outdoors at Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester on August 5th from 6 to 7 a.m. There will be free gifts, drawings, food, great guests, and more, all at Paul's Pizza in Westchester, 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester. Be there or you're going to miss the fun. Waterworks Marine has the full line of 2023 Lund and Low boats powered by a Mercury outboard at a price you can afford, but don't wait, they're going fast. Waterworks Marine has Lund and Low fishing boats powered by a Mercury outboard at prices no other dealer across the country can match. If you want a quality pontoon boat powered by a Mercury outboard, they have that for you. Maybe you want a fiberglass fishing boat? Waterworks Marine has that Lund Fiberglass Pro V GL fiberglass fishing boat just waiting for you to take out on the water. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop by there at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them, hey, Chauncey sent me. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours. Chauncey here. A couple of weeks ago, I was really fortunate and held the new Tatula MQLT line of spinning reels that was just released by Daiwa, with new features like a one-piece monocoque frame, an air drive shaft so you don't feel any friction when you reel. Add to that and more, the Tatula MQLT line of reels has a gear ratio from either like 5.8 to 6.2. So you can fish it as slow as you want, or you can fish it as fast as you want. Stop in at your favorite tackle shop that carries the full line of Daiwa and hold that Tatula MQLT reel. Trust me, you won't leave the store without one. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information, go to Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information on advertising and sponsorships, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. That's ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Low dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Wren Lake Area Tourism at WrenLake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor. on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
With the hand of yellow, the bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're enjoying today's show. As always, I'm having a good time. I'm with you guys. I'm having a good time, okay? But before I get into the last part here of the show, I want to tell you about yesterday. Yesterday morning, the Chicago Fire Department and the Illinois Conservation Police were called out to the playpen area. That's the area just north of where the filtration plant is in downtown Chicago. And there was a boating accident out there, and six people were injured, and one person lost their life. And this was early in the morning. They hit the break wall. Boating safety, automobile driving safety, ATV safety, motorcycle safety, whatever you're doing, you need to do it safely. I feel terrible that we lost a life in the great outdoors again. But you know what? It's up to all of us to remember. We need to enjoy the outdoors, but the number one thing is we all come home to our families, and that is very important. Please remember that. Okay, let's talk about some other stuff that's going on. The 8 in Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue, Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Grandpa, it was fun having you on the boat last weekend. I went up there and had some fun. Thanks for the new rod and reel. It is sweet. Cool. I guess that he liked it. I used that pumpkin-colored worm from Icon with three hooks in it, and I caught my first 13.5-inch bass on my new rod and reel and lure. That was fun. We went out on Lake Michigan, and action was only fair. Your best action was 60 to 100 feet down in 90 to 150 feet of water. Green and glow spoons were pretty good. A more fishermen caught fish with meat rigs. We don't use them. Better in low light conditions. If it was sun was up, nobody caught fish. After a while, I told Dad, let's go back. I want to catch more fish with my new rod and reel. I think I got the kid going. Also, thanks for the other lures. I caught perch, bass, bluegills, and pike. Thanks, Grandpa. Love you. You're a pro fisherman in training, Aiden. Well, that's pretty cool. I liked it. And from the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, this is very important. We've had him on the show before. The IRAP people, that's the program that has private land that we're able to use for public hunting. The public squirrel hunting opportunities are available from August 1st through September 15th at more than 30 private lands enrolled in the IRAP program with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. The DNR has leased more than 4,400 acres of private lands for the squirrel hunting season, creating more than 30 public areas to squirrel hunt in 18 different counties. Sites are available at no cost. You just have to go online and fill out the form, sign a liability waiver, and reserve a site through the IRAP online system. So just go onto your search engine, whoever you use, and type in IDNR IRAP squirrel, and it'll pop up with more information for you to click on. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for landowners to host the disability hunt for gun deer season for this fall for 2023. Participating landowners and the event sponsors have opened their properties for this special hunt since 1992, providing opportunities for 400 hunters each year. The 2023 hunt will take place October 7th to the 15th, 2023. To host the gun deer hunt for disabilities, landowners must have at least 60 acres of land available and be able to host at least three hunters. To sign up more, you can get a hold of Allie, A-L-L-Y dot Magnin, M-A-G-N-I-N, at wisconsin.gov. Send her a little email, and she'll respond back to you for more information on that. That's pretty cool. Also, the Wisconsin DNR reminds sturgeon spears wishing to apply for the Upper River Lakes Rivers tagging season for 2024, that's in the winter, you need to get your applications in by August 1st, which means you need to do something today. Go online, check it out, And this is for like Lake Poygan, Winnakani, Butte of Moore, for the 2024 season. Indiana, head to the state fair. Their Department of Natural Resources has a great big site. And once you get into the fair, it's free to go to the site and all the neat things that are there to do and have fun with. And they also have air conditioning to be comfortable in. You can pick up the latest guidebooks on recreation, fishing, and hunting. Have some fun, learn some things, and find out their new public bathrooms and have new sinks, toilets, and partitions and the plumbing. So it's a pleasurable place to go. That's exactly what the guy wrote to me. I think that's funny. Captain Dave Dewey sent me a note. Chauncey, I'm on Delavan Lake, and I'm catching so many largemouth bass. I can't believe it. I haven't caught this many in a number of years. Northern pike action is also very good along deep areas. You're pretty much looking in 20 to 25 feet of water. Bluegill are available, but in the same range, because that's why they're eating them in that same range. For the bluegills, a slip bobber with leaf worms is all you want to go with. That's it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Walleye, it's okay, but it's all low light fishing. And you got to do it with some crankbaits and leeches, bottom bouncing. You're going to do quite well on that. My friend Ken Husker O'Malley said area lakes. Boy, you want to be out there early and late in the afternoon to touch of evening with the topwater bait. And if once the sun gets up, you want to work something over the top of the weeds to entice those bass to come up and smack it hard. But Forest Preserve District lakes are yielding fish as well as other ponds and rivers throughout the areas and backwaters. That's from Ken Husker O'Malley from the Waterworks Fishing Team. Up on the chain of lakes, panfish are very active. Bluegill, slip bobber, pretty much anywhere you want to go. Walleye are more active at night in 6 to 8 feet of water. Otherwise, leeches, crankbaits, you might get a catfish. Man, if it's something that smells, you're going to catch a catfish. That's my philosophy on that one. Nothing wrong with that. And we're getting some white bass on blade bait and spinners on the chain. And the Fox River is also yielding some nice smallmouth, as well as in downtown Chicago off those breakwalls. That's where they're picking up some smallies, too. That's fun to do if you're out in a, you know, bass boat or a fishing boat, and you're not very far out there. I know the salmon are further out, but, boy, you can catch some nice football-sized smallmouth, and they're so, so much fun to catch. Oh, I just love it. I just love it. Okay, we got that, we got that, we got that, we got that. I think we got them all done there. We got more fishing reports, but we're running out of time because, oh, I can hear the flute playing. And as always, when I hear the flute, I know the show's coming to an end, and I like to leave you with a Native American proverb. This one comes from the Seneca. It says, the more you ask how far you have to go, the longer your journey seems. The more you ask how far you have to go, the longer your journey seems. Heck, that's what my mom and dad said to us every vacation. Shut up. Keep asking, it's going to take longer to get there. We'll see you next week at the Paul's Pizza in Westchester for our live remote. Remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm. We're borrowing it all from our children's children. See you next week, everybody, at Paul's. Make sure you're there, 31st and Wolf Road.